From APM, American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler, sitting in for Julie Almacher.
There's something that always gets said at our concerts when I'm talking to people afterwards or people who have heard us on YouTube, and they talk about the Antioch sound. They're like, you have a very clear sound, but it's so warm, and there's something so inviting.
That is Joshua Copeland, the artistic director of the Antioch Chamber Ensemble, a 12-voice mixed choir from the New York area. Their new CD puts that clear, warm sound in the spotlight with 15 song settings by Matthew Brown. That comment about being heard on YouTube, it's pretty central to how this album came to be.
We had put up a video of ourselves on YouTube singing, and it became very popular, and I started getting a lot of submissions from composers around the world, actually. And Matt Brown contacted me, and he sent Though Love Be a Day to me to check out. Loved his music from that day. We premiered it, and I asked him to send the rest of his works for chorus.
That first song by Matt, a setting of a poem by E.E. Cummings, is the title track of the new CD, Though Love Be a Day. Director Joshua Copeland said the piece appealed to him right away with its homage to the English madrigal form, right down to the fa-la-la. A second poem by E.E. Cummings appears later on the disc, It May Not Always Be So. The poem depicts the almost universal pain of the end of a relationship, and Matthew Brown's setting uses some specific techniques to take us through that journey.
You really get to that heartbreak at the end of this piece. He has these beautiful soaring melodies and lush harmonies in this, and you get to the very end and it becomes extremely stark and foreboding harmonically and musically. Some very tough chords at the end, almost like coming to the tough reality of the end of a relationship in this case.
Some lesser-known poetry makes an appearance in a triptych called Above, three dream songs of the Wintu people. Each part of the triptych is a simple Wintu verse. These dream songs of the title all speak to the notion of our ancestors becoming one with the universe and living on as stars. One verse uses the dandelion as a metaphor for this transition.
When you consider the seed shattering, the dandelion is not dead. That's the life that's going to happen again. The poetry relates this to spirits, and I just think it's magical.
The spirits of people will rise above, swaying like women while men dance, swaying with dandelion flowers in their hands. Love, in its many forms, lost, regained, spiritual, romantic, familial, eternal, it's celebrated, recognized, mourned, and idealized throughout this CD. A verse by the mystic Hildegard von Bingen uses the romantic language of love to depict the longing for communion with God, much like the Song of Solomon. A slightly more down-to-earth poem came from Gary Johnson. You might know him better by the name Garrison Keillor. Keillor and the Vocal Essence Ensemble in Minnesota requested a setting of Table Grace, a sonnet with Keillor's signature mixture of nostalgia, picturesque scene painting, and down-home practicality.
It brings you back to things you might have lost in your life, people you care about, relatives that are gone now, no longer with us, and it's the general giving thanks. It's just absolutely beautiful, and the reason that we really dedicated a whole CD to his music, he really has a way of marrying the text to the music. And it is in this piece, I think, that it hit me the most.
Joshua Copeland, director of the Antioch Chamber Ensemble, talking about composer Matthew Brown, whose works are featured on Antioch's latest CD, Though Love Be a Day. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM, American Public Media.